In the market for premium dice and accessories? Look no further than MetallicDiceGames.com for all your gaming needs. Save 10% off your purchases by using the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Check out the fantastic selection of dice and accessories today and use the promo code RBP10 to save 10% off any purchase anytime. Happy gaming from the Rancor's Brothel. Enjoy the show. The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Adventure. Nev Thelian.
So, you are in the Seely Court in the Feywild. Partying, having just retrieved a spell book with a spell in it that can take you back to the dead city that you came through on your way here.
Yup.
And I believe we said it was going to take you 12 hours to learn that spell.
I honestly don't remember. I need to look.
2 hours per spell level.
I can't wear those sunglasses at night and Trust read anything. Level.
Yeah.
In the meantime, though, there is a great deal of revelry all about. So, does this mean that Kellen's going to be studying while everyone else is partying?
That sounds
nerd.
That sounds like my actual college experience.
It's just a great reversal from personalities.
I feel so bad for Schroeder. My laugh there, yeah, peaked out.
Oh, you have no idea. He gets drunk and edits this show. So. He sends me all kinds of swear words about how you guys suck at mic presence.
That's fair.
Who's mic presence?
One of these days we need to make a shirt.
He's the bastardized version of Santa Claus.
Rustle in the bushes. General anything.
General anything? Yeah. So, is that indeed the plan? Is that what Kellen plans to do? Pull an all-nighter?
I mean, if Kellen has to sit here and learn all this shit, he really wants to steal as many spells out of this book as he can, so...
Yeah, Nushka's going to make sure that he has a quiet place to work.
The one thing that excites Kellen more... The one thing that excites Kellen more than getting into shit and partying is learning lots of spells.
Expanding my power base? Yes. The only thing that Dave could tempt me more with is, like, a book of demon names.
Well, the sun doesn't go down, because it never does in the Feywild, and the party keeps on going, and a good deal of these creatures seem to not really be flagging anytime soon, but the ones that do, occasionally you'll just find, like, little groups of people on, like, the edge of the court, just sort of leaned up a tree and dozing, prepping for more party later.
Rook probably won't take a partake in the revelry himself, but will be a wallflower that is pleased to watch others enjoy themselves.
You probably become a object of curiosity for a good number of people throughout the evening as well.
Likes to watch. I'm sorry. Rook likes to watch.
And you know, I'll as people get interested, I'll be happy to answer the questions, and occasionally, you know. Do some little prestidigitation, with my little Tinker Bobbles, entertain some drunk folk.
Tinker Bobbles, is that a fairy?
It amuses Rook to watch drunk people be amused by the little shit he can do.
All right, well, in whatever way your characters choose to spend the night. Well, do any of you try to get a long rest?
Yeah, at some point. That seems appropriate.
If Kellen's going to push through, then Nushka will make sure that he's taken care of.
Coffee.
Just look up real quick at what point exhaustion starts taking effect. Blah, 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 blah. That was not helpful. Just tells me stuff about exhaustion levels, not... Sleep, that might be under the long rest rules. because of course the kings can't be next to each other. I think after a full day of travel and staying up all night working on the spell, Kellen is probably exhausted. So you'd take the first level of that.
Magical stimulants?
Do you have something in mind?
Something tells me that the bitchin' party that lasts in a place where the sun doesn't set has some sort of version of elven Adderall.
Would you like to roll a charisma-based investigation check?
I was hoping somebody who was good at that would get me drugs, but I can try and figure out my own drugs if I need to.
Well, if you think...
It's not where I saw this campaign going, was at a rave trying to get drugs.
Does Nushka think that she'd be willing to get drugs?
No, Nushka gets coffee. I assume that they want the robot man over there to try drugs, so he just needs to not try all of them.
I wasn't planning to try any of them. I mean, if you tell me you want me to accept drugs on your behalf, I'll accept drugs on your behalf.
I figured you would.
I'm not going to go asking for them, because I don't think...
It's a real shame that I'm not getting to play with
offer me drugs.
You going to make a roll?
Yeah, I can. What did you want me to make again? Charisma-based investigation?
Yep.
It's kind of a shit-tier roll. Thank you for that, since investigation is not a plus five. It's not a great roll, guys, just in case anyone was wondering. There are, in fact, 20 sides on the die, and I got one of them.
That's true by default.
No, I got one of them. The first one.
Okay. All right. Well, you ask around, and you get a whole bunch of condescending answers about how you can't handle stuff like that. You should be content with alcohol.
Alcohol is not a stimulant. It's a depressant, you fairy folk bastards. I'll just smoke a lot then.
Okay.
If I'm going to take the fucking levels of exhaustion, I'm going to tell him it takes me longer than 12 hours, and I'll try and snag another spell or two out of this book.
I imagine that by the time you finish, that that Rustoyan is probably still out cold and sleeping. So you probably have a good number of hours extra if you wanted to pull some extra things out of there.
Yep. Throw those spells at me. I will throw my gold away for this.
Yeah, the thing is, I didn't actually think about what spells were in his book.
I tell Nushka to go over there and make sure he stays sleeping for a very, very long time.
Oh, you know what? I have an answer. Let me just open Volos. Let's see. What conjuration? That's a conjuration spell. So, therefore, he will be a conjurer.
Playlist from you at some point.
It's available for free. Just Google it.
What is?
The Beyond Skyrim.
Oh, yeah, that album is. This specific track isn't from there.
Oh. I've not got the music on.
This current track is from the Myst 3 soundtrack.
Dave, I was hoping I could just nab the whole playlist from you at some point.
I really thought this was the Fifth Element.
Well, really? I haven't seen it in long enough to remember what the soundtrack is like.
I do remember a theme similar to this. Yeah. From the very beginning, right?
Several times throughout it.
Okay, so Kellen, the book also contains the spells Cloud Kill, Conjure Elemental, Black Tentacles, Stone Skin, Fireball, Stinking Cloud, Cloud of Daggers, Misty Step, Web, Mage Armor, Magic Missile, Unseen Servant. Any of those of particular interest?
Is Unseen Servant a zero level or first level spell?
First level.
Because that one could be helpful. Can it be cast as a ritual?
I do not recall for sure. Spells, Unseen Servant. I believe it is. Looks like it has the ritual tag. Yeah.
Nice. I heard you say Cloud Kill.
Mm-hmm. That one's fifth level, so that would take you another 10 hours.
Yeah. What else do you say? Stone Skin?
Yep. Stinking Cloud, Cloud of Daggers, Web, Misty Step.
Stone Skin is what level? That's like fourth, maybe? Yeah,
that is fourth level.
What is Web is second level.
Correct.
So it'd be another 6 hours to get Web and Unseen Servant? Another 150 gold?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to stop me, I'll get at least those two.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm really debating whether or not I should try and steal this, guys. Except I'm not really super stoked by some of the other spells.
at some point during this process, Nika will come back and find you and say, "You're not done yet?"
You elves are so far advanced compared to my woeful gnomish stature and pea brain.
Uh-huh. Anyhow, he's still sleeping, but just hurry up. Also, I brought you this. And he takes out a pillow.
All right.
I figured you guys would probably need it.
That's fair.
For the dead city, I mean, there's wool in it, you know? Stuff your ears.
Okay. I was assuming we were going to cast silence, but yeah, that's a good idea too.
That'd be a great podcast. We sit here on webcam and just point at each other.
Fun fact, silence can't move.
You can't cast it on a creature now?
You can't cast it on an object or a creature. Nope, it's a point in space.
Damn.
I cast it on the point in space inside his interdimensional hand pocket thingy. That is a point in extra dimensional space that we all share. Stephen Hawking would allow it.
Oh, man.
So anyway,
just imagining him playing D&D. Anyway.
Yep.
He would be awesome. 1,000%.
So a convenient amount of time after you've finished these spells scribing, centaur sort of comes over and says, "Any of you, Kellen?" "No." "Okay, sorry."
I wave.
"Oh,
what up?"
"Hi, I've been looking for you. Oberon would like to see you."
"Nice."
"Well, and whoever, there was a few other names that I didn't catch."
"Yeah, I'll let him know." I scream into the interdimensional
bag. I remembered
bag.
For like the first 50 people I asked, and then I was, never mind. Anyway, there's that path right there, and if you take that, follow it a ways, maybe a 5-minute walk.
So I don't hop, okay, got it. I didn't know if there was this was like an Uber type situation, got it, okay. And I start walking. Kellen looks sad.
The rest of you going with? We will conveniently assume that you happen to have been near.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, if we seem to be invited, sure.
Okay.
And no, I didn't know if Kellen was being singularly summoned.
No, I poke a stick through the mini-handed pouch and kind of poke at you guys. You know what I do? I get two cans on a string, but the string is only like 1.5 feet long, and then drop one in and...
Okay, let's go see what Oberon wants.
So the path takes you down a short little hillside into trees that get quite suddenly thicker. The path ends up in a small little glade with a really still pool of water in the center of it. It looks like it has a really small little stream sort of trickling into it slowly. And Oberon is there sitting on a chair that's made out of vines that are like grown up and intertwined themselves into a conveniently sittable shape. You suspect that he probably caused them to grow into said shape. And he's alone and looks up when you come in and says, "Ah, there you are. Welcome, fine guests."
"Ah."
"It took me a while to think of something suitable that I could give to you as a gift of welcome, shall we say, and of good luck."
"It's most generous, King Oberon. We're
so listen carefully."
"Ah, crap."
And then he stands up and begins to sing. And his voice is haunting. It is like Jeff Buckley singing Hallelujah, sort of haunting. And he goes on for several minutes in what is probably Sylvan. And when he has finished, he says, "Whenever you are about to enter a battle or are in need, sing the song." And you realize as he says that you could say every word back to him, like, by heart.
Huh.
Oh, okay. I popped open Notepad waiting to just start typing.
I was waiting for Dave to let you know. Pavarotti just like lay into it.
I did think about it, but no.
You don't want your singing voice edited by Schroeder? We could probably do some work.
I have done recorded singing before, but I was not going to write a song in Sylvan.
Nice. Not quite sure where I write magic song on a character sheet. How about right here? Magic sin song. Dakota, and it's broken, hallelujah. Well, we thank you for your generous gift, King Oberon.
Thank you for coming to visit my court. It is always interesting to meet new people.
Hopefully it won't be for the last time. I look forward to seeing, technically he's the Sealy court, right?
I also hope that you are not frozen and stomped into tiny bits of ice.
I try my best every day.
That would be nice.
Do you?
I don't intentionally try to get harmed. It just seems to happen because Dave doesn't like me.
No, you set out intentionally to antagonize, and that's kind of how that works.
Says the barbarian grandmother.
Literally nobody.
See, I end fights.
Yeah, it's a buddy cop duo here. I start them, you end them. We all
a
have
moment
to have
later,
our job.
As you briefly bicker amongst yourselves, you look back and see that Oberon is nowhere to be seen.
Cool. Dark Souls, right?
Yeah, do you want me to get any spells back, or do you just want to say, fuck it? Because I probably need to, like, prepare the spell.
That's true, yeah. You don't have it prepared yet.
No, I mean, you're not going anywhere until I take a nap, so. Preferably 7 to 8 hours of it.
Okay. We will rest and head out.
I take the pillow that I was given and lay down right where I'm at.
The question that came up is whether or not you can prepare spells without a long rest. Like, actually, never mind. Like, can you do it every dawn whether or not you had a long rest, or do you have to have a long rest?
I think you have to take a rest.
Your spell slots don't reset without a long rest. But I'm looking up whether or not you can prepare spells.
I think it says after a long rest, but don't quote me on it because I don't know anything about this game.
You can change your list of prepared spells when you finish a long rest.
There you go.
Okay. Cool. So, Kaelin takes a rest. Do the rest of you as well? Or, well, I guess a few of you actually did sleep the night before and probably don't need to.
Yeah, I'll take a rest.
Oh, yeah. Nushka didn't.
To those who don't sleep, mainly Rook. I don't know why I'm looking to Rook as my dealer, but if you could get some more pipe tobacco and some of that coffee when I wake up, that'd be great.
Rook does a very robotic, perfect 360-degree roll of his eyes.
Gink, 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 gink.
You know, I almost took the feet chef out of Tasha's. just for the plus one to constitution and all this other stuff that goes along with it. And I bet Nushka would have made a fucking awesome cup of coffee.
I bet so.
Oh yeah.
Campfire coffee.
Have any of you seen any of Future Man?
No.
Yes.
There's a character named Wolf who is like a super badass dude who, you know, is always super serious about everything. And at one point for a mission, he has to learn how to cook a thing and like learns it really well and fast. And he's told like, life may have made you a warrior, but you were born to be a chef. Pretty great. Anything anyone wants to do, or should we just fast forward to rest being done, preparing spells?
Yeah, I'm working on spells at the moment.
Okay, cool. Whosoever prepares spells, go ahead and prepare them. You have the advantage of knowing what you're going into, ish.
I mean, do we?
Ish. The place you're going into, we'll put it that way. Oh, yeah. Do you return the spell book?
I was going to not talk about it and see what you had, what you came up with.
Probably while Kaelin is sleeping, Nika will come and find the group. And so I guess that would mean that Alec and Rook are the ones that are conscious and say, oh, good. Looks like he's done with the book. Okay, take it back. Return it.
Yeah, I have no objections to this.
Thanks for being cool, man.
Great, great. Glad you were able to make use of it. Did you want me to come? Like, were you? Did you want to try and find the thing,
the
writing? Yes,
that is what we were going back for, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, because we're assuming at this point, right, that
Well, the other possibility was that you were just using it to get back to where you came into the Feywild.
Sure.
If you were just planning to go back that way.
Well, I think we all decided before that we think our boat's probably stolen anyway. So I think we want to go back to Nevthelion and see if we can find this alternative passage.
Like, okay. I guess I will go pack my things. When did you want to leave?
As soon as the two of us wake up.
Nushka muttering, as soon as I wake up.
I say, I can't really answer if I'm asleep.
Yeah, nobody else is. So that's when we're leaving.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I want to get to a battle with this new foundry shit. Let's go pick an immediate fight. I throw a fireball at Oberon. Say, come at me, bro.
God.
Attack an archfey. What could go wrong?
How many characters have any of you ever played with that died to King Oberon? I'm going to be legendary. It's just a question of how I go out, and the answer will be in a blaze of glory.
In a blaze of something, anyway.
Probably fireball. I want no parts left over.
Oop. Oh, just lost Troy.
Maybe that's why Troy wasn't answering.
I was wondering why Troy wasn't answering. Bye, Troy.
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't make sense.
Touch is any creature I touch, right?
Yes.
Can I bestow, theoretically, spells on people if they have the touch range? Because that's always a weird thing.
I mean, you can use them on yourself. Yeah, is that what you meant?
No, I meant, like, there are just some weird spells that say touch, but it technically means touch self as opposed to...
No, if it's touch, it can be you or someone else.
Okay, yeah, that's what I wanted to
say. If it's just you... standing next to you.
If it's just you, it would say self. You back, Troy?
Yeah. It was just like getting really, really laggy for me and stuff. So
no, you're good.
I was hearing really partial conversation.
Well then, Kellen, I assume you're going to go ahead and cast Dead Passage.
I'm on a casp. Yeah, sorry, I was just double checking something. Okay. Yeah, I just was making sure that all my spells are what I want them to be. But yes, once we get that far, I will casp. Because that's the only one I get, right? Yeah, that's my 6th level slot. Normally, I would probably have 2 6-level spell slots slotted, but since I know I'm burning this one right away, I'm rearranging things a little bit, and so that's just a little unusual for me. I'm trying to figure out where I want the extra spell slot and what I want it on.
Okay. What the? Oh, okay. I'm doing a quick last-minute thingy.
No, you're fine. I'm still fiddling exactly with what spells I want.
Oh, yeah. Troy, are you also figured out your spells?
Yeah. The last thing I kind of heard before I had to refresh was something about when are we leaving?
Oh, yeah. So that was just determined to be basically when you guys wake up.
We were all waiting for you and Craig to answer, and you and Craig didn't answer, and then you jumped off the call, and we're like, that's probably why Troy didn't answer.
Well, aren't we... potentially waiting for somebody?
You're waiting on me to wake up. I just didn't want to say it.
No, Mirael won't be able to get here.
Well, he doesn't know anything about you guys going to the Feywild.
Not yet.
Right.
He knows the general entrance or general area for where general the entrance area? Is. But nothing more specific.
But even still, like, we are potentially going to Nephthelion with missing a key.
Yes.
But potentially bypassing the door for which you would need said key.
Right. Getting in? Sure. How do we get out?
Portal too.
Well, we're about to find out if this podcast is only one more episode.
You exit a one-way portal into a square room. So long, suckers.
I cast Fireball on top of us.
Well, what we could do, we could take Nika back to meet Mirael. And she could tell him that, yeah, hey, we want them to go. Because she was part of the group that wanted us to go back.
Nika's a he.
Nika, sorry. Nika is a he.
Yeah, let's just take Nika and let's see what happens. Like I mentioned when we talked about this before, I think Dave's got his own strategy for what's going to happen, and we're not going to know until we cast a spell and step in.
Did we ever find out what this guy, what the guide is going to charge us?
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out, and you told him to piss off, so you can sacrifice your soul.
Maybe check with Nika.
Okay, so if you want to ask him about that, say, well, if we can find Yulda, that would be ideal, of course. But it's possible that it would take us just as long to find it as it would to go where we want to go. It'd be safer if we found Yulda. But again, in the past, when I've gone in to find it, I've gone alone and, you know, tried to stay as quiet and stealthy as possible. That's easier to do when you're one person. With more, it gets increasingly difficult. And the only reason I ever went in alone was because it was better than sending in a group, you know, that also had to still find, you know, it was better to risk one for the safety of many, essentially.
Right. So if we get in there and we actually find Yulda and we need Yulda's help, what does Yulda charge for her help?
Our usual arrangement is years of a life. And I probably shouldn't say too much more. I think Yulda would take other arrangements, maybe, but I've never tried. And it's not exactly something you can hold a conversation with.
Okay.
This is a great conversation.
Let's just do the run. Let's just go.
Okay. So, Kellen spends a minute casting the spell.
Wah, 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 wah.
Cool. And you create a astral doorway that appears standing up on probably the dirt wherever you cast it. And that doorway will exist until you go through it.
After you, I say, looking to everyone else.
Nika says, do you still have that pillow?
I hand him the pillow.
Takes it open and like bundles up a little bit of the wool and sticks it in both of his ears.
Yep. I'll do the same thing.
Sure.
And I'll do the same thing to Pipsky.
And he says, even without the wool, it's hard to hear anything past like 10 feet away from you in there. With it, you'll probably have to be right next to each other, but at least it'll take us longer to go crazy.
You got it.
All right, then. He opens the door and steps through. First of you,
I push Kellen through and then shut it.
Yes. I'll ride Pipsky through.
Okay.
I mean, an eternal party in the Sealy Court is not a bad way to end life, Troy. I wouldn't blame you.
Well, as students of the arcane arts, you would probably know that things are not always fun and roses in the Sealy Court. So everyone else is following through, I take it.
Correctamundo. Yep.
Followed by Kellen?
Yeah.
I just walk off. If I physically close, it's concentration. I just stop concentrating. Nah, I walk there.
Okay. In which case, you end up in the city. And in the spirit of the spell, in which case you end up in a random location in the city, I will roll the die. Okay. You find yourselves in a what seems to be like a circular tower or a circular room of some kind made of stone. So a little bit protected from the wind that you can hear howling outside. And you can see that Nika has lit a lantern and then is closing it back up and says loudly, probably a little louder than is necessary, given that you're still inside. Torches are useless.
What about your glow globe, Craig?
Glow globe? And he says, now, this is assuming we don't want to try to snake, because if we do, I'll put it out. But I don't know.
Not in dark vision goggles. Party opinions? I don't think I am either.
What was that?
Not being good at sneaking.
Okay.
Party opinions on going for stealth or turning on the lights?
I don't care. I'm ready to go.
I agree. Let's rock and roll.
So then vision, though. So, Rook, you said you have goggles on?
No.
No?
I was saying I should have taken. So I'll pull out a glow globe.
Okay. What's the lighting radius on those?
Our drift globe. It's either the light or daylight spell.
Oh, okay. The light spell is 20 and 20. So I will add that to your token. Oh, whoops. That shouldn't be vision. That should be... Okay, yes. Emitting light. Yes.
Yeah. 20 and 20.
Is anybody else doing that, or are the rest of you relying on the other lights and or dark vision?
Dark vision.
Yeah. I know you probably. And you and Kellen have dark vision. Alec, did you want to have something, or you just want to rely on the other lights that are out there?
No, yeah, I'll cast light on something. I don't know.
Your shield, perhaps?
Yeah, there you go.
Choo-choo!
Okay, so with the lantern and drift globes lit, you step outside, and once there, Nika looks around a little bit and actually is going to make a check. It takes him like probably a full minute or two of walking back and forth, sort of like in the empty street, peering around, looking around a couple corners, trying to figure out where he is. And then eventually he sort of comes back and sort of leans into like a huddle with you all and yells, "I think I can see the same light coming from the top of the cathedral. So if we are where I think we are, we're closer than we might have been." never mind. Let's, I think I know the quickest way, so.
Now, with Dead Passage, I kind of know where things are, so is the direction that he's pointing what I feel is the closest gate, or passage, or whatever it is?
Yeah, so, you can specify destination on another plane of existence. As long as the concentration lasts, they can sense the direction, but not the distance of any portals that lead to a location within 100 miles of that destination. So I assume that you're designating Nevthelion.
Correct.
Okay. So you are getting a ping, as it were, for a portal that is probably about 30 degrees off in the direction that that Nika begins leading you down.
Okay.
So certainly not the complete opposite direction.
So it's in the general gist of it.
General gist.
Okay. I'll just try and keep an eye on that direction as we move.
So if we're not going quietly, we should move quick, right?
Probably yes.
I'm asking Nika.
Yes. He's sort of going at a trot and, looks over his shoulder every so often. Go ahead and, roll some perception checks.
Nat 20.
Noise.
9.
9.
What does that total of a nat 20 come out to?
Also precisely what you see. 25.
Okay.
Dave.
Yes.
I forgot that I had actually had dark vision prepared.
Oh, the spell?
I got 17. So,
yeah, at second level. I'm going to cast that instead of using my glow globe.
Okay. I can switch that for you.
We're not on a battle map or anything, are we?
No.
Okay. I was just making sure I wasn't missing a setting or something in Foundry. But I'm sure it's a good sign, guys, that he's absolutely setting up our vision somewhere and is asked us to make perception rolls.
So it was a 25 from Alec. What were the other? I know Kellen got a 9. Nushka, Craig, what was it?
17.
Okay.
Craig is using the virtual roller.
16. Okay. Kellen remains in blissful ignorance as you begin walking down the dark cobbled streets.
Excuse me, I'm paying attention to the 30 degree difference. Thank you.
Exactly. Nushka and Rook begin sort of sensing that there are something following you, or at least nearby. You get like little flashes of movement very like at the very edge of your vision, like Alec, at one point, you turn your head around quick enough to, just for a moment, around the corner of a building, see a humanoid head looking at you with, like, pale ashen gray skin, but with a, like, white cloth tied around its eyes.
I will describe what I've seen and ask, should we be concerned? Watched by a blind man?
Nika sort of listens and then... sort of shrugs and shouts back, "I don't know. There's so many creatures here. You can never really see them all."
Okay.
A little while later, 10 minutes or so of wandering your way through these streets, up short little staircases. Sometimes you have to like go up a zigzaggy staircase to get to a higher level up of the city where you walk along another street before going across the bridge and going down another like circular staircase into what may have been a, you know, a plaza once upon a time, just through sort of just endless maze of streets and corridors and stairs. Nika seems to be navigating mostly by the one light he can see in the distance. A little while later, you begin seeing a red glow sort of in the street ahead on the left side of the street. And the blue light from that that cathedral spire in the distance is suddenly eclipsed by what seems to be a tower. And you can just sort of make out by the really vague silhouette that it is a tower attached to like a rampart wall. However, the red light in question seems to be coming from a building that looks kind of like a chapel or maybe a smaller cathedral. It has sort of some flying buttresses out to the side and one like higher central portion of the building. And in fact, this is a good time for you to see what it is I am describing.
Loading.
Yep, it might take a minute.
Loading. How many 11 billion extra textures did you put on this?
It is a fairly large map. If you want, you could turn it off entirely, and I could send Schroeder the wind file, and he could just put it in as he would like.
That may not be a bad idea. Let me find a level that I like. It's probably too low. I'm going to try it just to see what it sounds like. Schroeder, if you get to this point and you go, this is awful, let me know. But we'll try it for this one, and then I'll probably shut it off for any subsequent combats in case it is too much.
We also may just want to like put it in there occasionally as a reminder sort of thing.
Well, it's something that if we give him like a 10-second intro, and then he gets into a point, and then he can add it in later if he feels like it.
Yeah, it's just a looping file. I think it's like 60 seconds or something. Okay, is everyone able to see what they can see?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so the street that you are walking on appears to be progressively more and more cracked. And you see not too far ahead of you with your dark vision and or lantern vision, a skeleton laying in the middle of the road. And then further to the south, there is coming from the front of that chapel, a reddish glow. And there's a few more, it looks like, skeletons, corpses in front of said chapel.
I'm assuming that's what this thing is.
That is a corpse, yes.
Yeah. Cool.
And the street is lined with what appear to be mostly houses at this point. Most of which have holes in their roofs. Some of them have entire collapsed walls, or it looks like maybe the interiors are collapsed, all in very bad repair. It looks like maybe you could get into a couple of them, but for the most part, they're just rubble and ruin.
Are you spinning the map, Jeff?
What's that?
Are you spinning your map?
No.
He's spinning his tokens.
I was just curious why his tokens were slowly rotating by like 15 degrees.
Yeah, if you want to, you can hold control and use the mouse wheel if you want to rotate your token.
Hey, Dave.
Yep.
My audio seems to keep pausing here. I would like to go ahead and cast Tiny Servant.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys. A
spell slot for that. And
you were breaking up a bit, Craig. What were you going to say, Troy?
I think we just lost Troy. Nope, there he is.
No, I'm... Like, I can barely hear you guys. And I don't know if it's played through Foundry. What the hell's going on? Because I thought I turned the volume all the way off. Because I'm still hearing, like...
You have three or four different volumes. Playlist, ambient, and interface.
Yeah, like the wind, for instance, is on ambient.
Yeah, I've turned it down.
Okay. Down below the three volumes, there's a line with a stop button. Do you see the stop button?
No.
Mine says Fantasy Suspense and has a little arrow next to it, and then all the way to the right, there's a gray square. It says Stop Playlist.
I mean, I see that, but it's not I just have a little gray box.
Yeah, the little gray box is a stop
for me either.
Is the audio there? Is that what's too loud, or are we just not loud enough?
No, like it sounds like a great windstorm is happening, is what I'm hearing.
Okay, yeah, that would be the ambient.
Everything is down.
Okay, try refreshing the page. That might help.
Yeah, bring your ambient.
To help any, Troy?
So,
gentlemen, I don't know. I have had shitty connections tonight. People's audio keeps cutting in and out. And sometimes it's the whole group on my end, and sometimes it's just like one of you.
Mm-hmm. So, Troy, is it workable now for you?
You're like, yeah. Now I can adjust my ambient, and I can hear the noise. It was not going away earlier. It was like at full volume. It was weird.
Okay, so now it is working. Good. Okay, cool. In which case, Rook, you were casting Tiny Servant?
Yes. Yes, I was. I'm going to give Tiny Servant the just a little stone dude, sprout some hands and arms and legs, mm-hmm. and I'm going to stick him in a little pouch in my backpack and give him my spell storing item. A little one there, and instruct him that anytime he sees a member of the party, one of us, take a heavy blow, he's gonna mm-hmm. punch the button on that spell storing item targeting that member of the party.
Okay, what's it have stored in it?
It has, what is it?
Kill wounds. Power word kill.
Cure wounds. Okay, so it would have to run up to the creature to use it, because it's touch.
Oh, yeah, I thought...
I mean, it still works, it's just it's going to require some movement.
That thing's going to get fucking flattened 10 seconds into the first encounter.
I may have thought this through. For some reason, I thought there was a 30-foot range on that. I'm going to hold off on that instruction. I'm going to hold off on that.
All right.
How tiny is Tiny? Can he sit in the shared bag of holding?
Like freaking...
Just reach out and be like, boop.
Like damn Stuart Little or some shit out of Discworld.
Yes.
Could probably do it for Rook at least. You know, if you're just carrying the thing on your back.
Its size is tiny. I don't know how big a tiny creature is.
Smaller than small? I don't know. Let's say maybe like one, maybe like a foot tall.
So probably not in the shared pocket. But
that's too bad. All right. Well,
that would have been a cool idea.
Yeah. Well, I'll go ahead and give him the instructions that anytime I someone within touch range takes a big, big old punch to the face.
Okay.
Hit that button.
That works.
I'd like to cast Dancing Lights.
Okay.
I tried hitting the button, and all it did was put dancing lights, so I'm assuming I don't have actual physical dancing light.
It is nice, though, that it gives me a text. So, dim light in a 10-foot radius. All right.
Let me
make a few of those. 10-foot radius.
This isn't the truth, but the audience won't know that Craig isn't yelling at a small child that is his.
Get out of here!
I mean, it's a small furry child.
That's pretty frickin' rude.
I have a puppy.
Just because your daughter looks like Sasquatch doesn't mean that you should disown her and talk about her like that.
Let's see. What sort of light icon can I make here? Dancing light. Whatever. Some sort of that one. And now I just need to give it light. Emits 10-foot bright light. And let's see. Cody, you are the owner. Okay. So you now have 4 dancing lights. You should be able to move those wherever you need to.
Nice.
As in, no, you can't move them?
No, I'm just figuring it out.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they do anything, but I was kind of doing something like that. Oh, it does work. Nice. Kind of. I see some of them seem to have done a thing and others don't on my screen. So the goal was to kind of just, one of them functions as a light, the one I have highlighted now. The other 4 I literally moved into darkness and can no longer see.
If you click back on your token, you should be able to... Oh, wait a minute. That's weird. Oh, probably because I only... Double checking. Yep, that's why. Okay, anyone else? What's going on?
I don't know. We see a... Okay. We see a skeleton right about there, down by this manhole cover, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll move up and check out that skeleton.
Okay.
Oops.
A little far, yeah. Skeleton appears humanoid. If you would like to make a medicine check about the specific type, you could. Obviously, it's been here for years to have decomposed.
I don't know that I'm going to make a very good medicine check, but I can try. What about survival?
At disadvantage.
I mean, I can make a medicine check.
Yeah, sure.
15.
That's still a 21 at disadvantage on survival.
Okay, that's pretty good. It appears to be the skeleton. There's a few little things that set it apart. You think it's the skeleton of a triton.
Huh. I'm going to keep just moving the dancing lights around a bit, just trying to keep us from getting jumped by blind men.
Okay. Nika sort of keeps pace with you, the group, as you're moving up, and says, I can't see it right now, but well, he's probably just shouting in Alec's ear as you're looking down at the skeleton. He says, I can't see it right now, but I think there's a gate up ahead we have to get through.
You think?
I only know where I'm going. I've never been here.
Am I getting a ping? Has it been an hour yet?
What?
No, it has not been an hour yet. So you are still getting a ping. And you're now, you can now, it now seems like it's maybe about 35 degrees off the direction that you're heading.
Can I get any sort of orientation on the map?
Sure. Let me draw
a... I mean, if you just want to draw a line or an o'clock or something.
Yeah, so probably more like this direction-ish.
Gotcha. I'm going to just kind of wave my hands up in the air and then point in that direction. And then kind of shrug my shoulders and look at Nika. Point, shrug, point, shrug.
He sort of walks over, leans down and says, What are you saying?
Do you think it's that direction, roughly?
Roughly? Maybe. But you're talking about the portal, right? Not the writing.
Well, I assume they're in similar directions.
I hope so.
I'll go ahead and move up some more, too.
Okay, so Nika still sort of has his head on a swivel and is looking around as you're moving forward.
What is this a corpse and, of?
Nika sort of waves at Alec and Rook to, like, it's obviously a stay close sort of motion. This right here is the corpse of a rather large spider.
It's kind of what I thought. Yes, let's all stand together and be one large target.
As Pipsky gets to around here, it's able to see through the doorway here into the main chapel. The doors are large but battered down, and Pipsky just sort of like takes one like look for a few seconds before suddenly like slinking back a good 20 feet or so. Oh, wait, Nushka, were you riding?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. All right, then I am going to briefly move you over to where you can see the interior.
I think there's something in there, guys.
It says game paused.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's why Dave paused it, was so that I wouldn't move forward and see something.
So, Nushka, through there, you're able to see into this chapel, which has a really ornate sort of floor that looks like it's really cleverly done inlaid tile. However, the tile is covered in multiple places by aged blood and or gore. There's an altar at the far end. You think you can see a couple doorways on the side of this main chamber, one of which is obviously battered down. But in the center of the main sanctuary, as it were, there is a huge skeletal raven whose bones seem to be covered in or made of gold.
Is it white gold?
No.
Fuck you, Matt.
But this huge skeletal raven, this gold raven, sort of lowers its beak down in your direction, opens it wide, and screeches. And it's actually a sound you can pick up on the wind as it comes out of the chapel towards you. And it begins stomping its bony feet on the chapel and running in your direction. So now it is time for initiative.
Oh, cool.
I believe you were right about there. And also, just to explain something real quick, a few of these buildings, this chapel, this building over here, I should shift ping so you can see what I'm talking about. This building here, the chapel here, and this building up here, if you walk up to them, you're just going to get basically teleported to part of the map where you can see the interior and stuff.
Huh.
So that I don't have to, like, drag you guys back and forth.
Gotcha.
It'll just basically happen automatically, which is a very cool module I found a couple days ago.
Initiatives. Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.